Good to see everyone this evening. It's certainly nice to have family and friends everywhere, and every time someone comes from somewhere else, oh yeah, I know somebody from that congregation, I know somebody from that family. So we're all one big family. We appreciate everybody's attendance. If you go ahead and open your songbooks to 208, that's where I'm going to start. 208, song number 208. We don't have an overhead projector for our song, so I've asked the song leaders to make sure they call it their song twice. We're going to have five song leaders, an opening prayer. We'll have another five song leaders. We have about eight of us, so we'll kind of cycle through us twice at least. So, we probably won't have 25 song leaders, which is a little bit long. I know I went to Trillacoochee and my voice was fading very quickly after the 20th song. But we appreciate everybody's attendance. We appreciate coming together in God's people and singing songs and praise and lifting up our voice. So now, sing to me of heaven. We'll sing all three verses. Sing. Next five song leaders, Steve Langley, Kirk Marshall, Joe Brown, David Snyder, Bucky Day. And after Bucky Day, we'll have an opening prayer from Brett Forsyth. Steve Langley, Kirk Marshall, Joe Brown, David Snyder, Bucky Day.
We'll sing number nine. Number nine, our God, He is alive. We'll sing the first, second, and fourth verse.
There is the unanswered
God.
There was
next song will be number 36. 36. Each step I take, 36. Each step I take,
my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand, he leads the way, and with each breath, I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. Each step I take,
number 17, Son of My Soul. We'll sing all four verses of this song. Son of my soul,
amen.
Number 362, I have been redeemed. Number 362. Sweet.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today. You are Lord.
Let's pray. Our great God in heaven, we thank you so much that you care for us, that you are in our lives. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be with brethren from so many different congregations and to be encouraged and to worship you in spirit and truth as we sing from our heart and from our souls. Thank you for this great opportunity. Thank you for this congregation for providing this. We thank you, Father, for the rain that has now come upon us and nourishes our land. And we thank you, as the Bible says, it's a blessing from you. Help us to travel in it safely and to arrive home safely, Father. And Father, there are many here that are struggling physically, maybe even spiritually. Maybe there are those that we know, and we just pray, Father, that you be with them. If it's healing they need, we pray it be your will. If it's comfort, comfort them as only you can, for you are a God of comfort. Direct them in your way and according to your word, and help us always to look to Jesus. We pray, Father, that you'll be with us in this service. Your presence will be with us and help us to concentrate on these words to show you our heart, the reverence and the awe that we have for you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Again, we offer this prayer with thanksgiving, raising it up to you in the name of your Son. Amen.
Turn with me to 683. 683. Sing and be happy. 683. Our next song leaders will be Connor Dirksen, Clay Sadler, Scott Black, and Steve Langley. And after Steve Langley, Paul Blake will lead us in a prayer. So that'll be Connor Dirksen, Clay Sadler, Scott Black, and Steve Langley. Now let's turn to 682. And if it's 683, sing and be happy. I'll be on 683, and you'll be looking at 682 going, I'm not singing the right song. Yes, 683 is convenient for us. Let us stand. If
your wings are blue, if your cares and burdens seem great, all the
sing and be happy,
be happy, press along
the door.
I know you're not sitting this way, but everybody singing this way, that's just awesome. It was really, really good. Thank you. So our next song leaders, Connor Dirksen, Clay Sadler, Scott Black, Steve Langley, and then Paul Blake will have our prayer.
Number 194, When We All Get to Heaven. Sing.
There's a rainbow in the cloud. As I
there's a rainbow in the cloud.
Number 522. Number 522, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. When the
trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and glorious morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share. Shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll
Number 626, number 626, It Is Well With My Soul. 1, 2, and 4.
When peace lies the river, my way, when sorrow
Let's be humble before the Lord. Almighty and all-wise God, our loving Father in heaven, holy, holy, holy is your name above everything that can be named in heaven and on earth. You are great and divine, dear Father, and we are small and completely dependent upon you. You've blessed us so far beyond our merit, and for this we are thankful. Chief among our blessings do we count the privilege of being called your children. And Father, we know what it cost. Help us to remember the sacrifice of our Savior daily and live in such a way that honors the name we wear. Father, we also consider a great blessing the fellowship that fills this room. We are sharing together in these hymns, edifying one another, but most importantly, praising and glorifying you. May this sacrifice of praise be accepted in your sight. We're thankful, Father, for the church that meets in this place, for their foresight in providing such opportunities, for the good work that they do in this community. May they have many souls to their hire. Dear Heavenly Father, remove our sins far from us this night so nothing will stand between us as we worship. And help us to live in such a way that the world will see your glory reflected in our lives. Heavenly Father, we are a divided and troubled nation. And we ask for wisdom on the part of our leaders and patience on the part of the citizens. We pray, Father, that this nation will turn back toward righteousness, but if it does not in your wisdom, then may we have the perseverance to bear with whatever a day may bring. Dear Heavenly Father, our prayers are for those disciples who are ill. We ask for restoration to health for them, for we know that they miss being able to assemble and worship. And dear Heavenly Father, we're more importantly concerned with those souls who are spiritually ill. May we be very active in bringing them keenly aware of their need to come to the cross. Now, dear Heavenly Father, as this day is drawing near to a close, we ask you to give us wisdom and peace. Help us to be humble and to say that as thou art of a mind, so will all things be. In Jesus' name, amen.
I can't think of a better time than to be with fellow saints and singing songs and praise, and we certainly have been edified and built up this day. For our next song leaders, it will be Kirk Marshall, Joe Brown, David Snyder, Bucky Day, Connor Dirksen. Kirk Marshall, Joe Brown, David Snyder, Bucky Day, and Connor Dirksen. And after Connor Dirksen, we'll go to prayer with Mike Sadler. Just to let you all know, we are live streaming this, and we save this to our website and audio files and also on our Facebook account. So if you want a copy of this as an audio file, it'll be posted to our website later this evening. So Kirk Marshall, Joe Brown, David Snyder, Bucky Day, Connor Dirksen.
O Lord my God, yeah.
if you will. Turn to 115. In the desert of sorrow and sin. We'll sing all three verses of this song. 115. In the desert of sorrow and sin, though our faith has a journey of hope, with the warfare without and within, see my strength and my hope nearly gone. I thirst, let me drink of the life-giving stream.
Number 528, In the Morning of Joy. Number 528. When the trumpet
shall sound and the dead shall arise, and the standards immortal shall envelop the skies, when the angel of death shall no longer destroy, and the dead shall awaken in the morning of joy. In the morning of joy.
267. Jesus loved them. 267.
Jesus
loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so.
Glorify thy name.
Glorify thy name.
Let us pray. Again, Father, we come before you again this evening, thanking you for the ability to come here and to sing songs of praise to you. We're thankful too, Father, for the salvation that you've promised to us through the death of your Son. Truly, this is our greatest blessing. We pray we never take it for granted and remember that every day of our life. We're thankful for each family that's here, Father, each person represented here. We pray that you'll continue to be with our brethren here and everywhere else that the church meets. We're thankful for their willingness to come here and to sing praises to your name. We know the world we live in is a very sinful place, and there's a lot of places people are at this evening, and it's better for us to be here. We're thankful for that. We're mindful, Father, of those of our number who are sick, and some of our elderly people are dealing with a lot of physical pain. We pray if it be your will, you'll ease them of some of their discomfort, and those of our number that are sick, that you'll put your healing hand on them if it be your will. We're also thankful for the young people that we have here this evening. We pray, Father, that you'll guard them from the evil of this world, protect them. There's a lot of sin out there trying to get them, and we pray that we can be good examples to them and help them along the way, where they'll always serve you correctly throughout their lives. We do know we fall short in sin, and we pray that you forgive us of these sins. Help us to be stronger tomorrow than we were today. As we continue singing praise to your name, we pray that it will all be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Turn with me now to 251. 251. Also, I ask that you mark our invitation song 263. 263. I'm going to lead 251 and then Clay Sadler, Scott Black, and Steve Langley. Clay Sadler, Scott Black, and Steve Langley. We're going to lead 251 and then the invitation song will be 263. 263. Also, just to let you know, we also have another opportunity for singing. We used to do it annually, but we've started a tradition now of doing it quarterly. So we have our February sing. We also will have our May sing, which is May 24th, the last Friday of May. And then also in August, the last Friday in August will also be our sing. So we're certainly glad that you came tonight, but give you more opportunities to also join together and sing in May and also August. So 263, and then after Steve Langley sings his song, we'll ask Chuck Cousins, our evangelist, to come up and offer an invitation. 251, and let's go ahead and stand. And certainly I'm happy today, and I'm happy to be singing today. So I'm hopefully we're all happy to be praying today as we're living as Christians today. I'm
happy. Because he's taken all my
Clay Sadler, Scott Black, Steve Langley, and then we'll have Chuck Cousins with our message. Our invitation song is 263. 263.
188. Number 188. There stands a rock.
There stands a rock on shores of time, and reaches to heaven its strength sublime. That rock is left, and they are blessed to find within this wealth of rest. Some build their homes on the ever drifty sand.
Number 212. Number 212 in the Sweet By and By. There's a land.
We shall meet.
Number three. Lord, lift your voice in praise.
We have such a good number with us tonight, and we're so grateful that you've chosen to be with us as we come to sing these praises unto God. How wonderful that is. So many from so many different congregations that I know we're not going to start naming them individually because I'll have to blame Bob because we forgot some, so we won't do that. I want to begin by just sharing a few verses with you before we close this evening. You know, we've been singing all night, and that's been a wonderful thing, praising our God. And that reminds me of Colossians chapter 3 and Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. There the New King James Version says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs." We've done that tonight, have we not? Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now, I want to say this, if you reflect back to our evening this evening, a great bulk of those songs are focused to where we're going, and that's heaven. How wonderful that is. However, we wouldn't be going to heaven hadn't God allowed his son to die for us. So I want to share a few more verses, speaking of, because we sang about heaven all night, remember that is possible not because of us, but because of God's love and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We have recorded for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, "For you know that the grace of our Lord Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich." You remember, he left his estate in heaven not for himself, but to be that sin sacrifice for us. Had that not happened, we wouldn't be here tonight. Had that not happened, we wouldn't have the hope of heaven. Because you see, as we continue to study our scriptures, we also learn that it took
his blood.
We find recorded in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 18 and 19, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. There may be some here tonight who haven't obeyed the gospel yet. Understand, you need the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ we come into contact with at baptism. You know, there are religious neighbors who teach that you're saved by water salvation, and I always correct them and tell them we're saved by blood salvation. We're saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, but we don't come into contact with that blood until we're baptized. That's what they were told on the day of Pentecost. And even after we're baptized, we need to be faithful. We need to understand that though we sing these wonderful songs tonight, there's a duty for us, and that is to live in harmony with God's will. Why? Without such, we won't have the blood of Christ. Remember in 1 John chapter 1, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, what? Covers me from all my sins. So again, it's because of God's willingness to send his Son and his Son's willingness to die on the cross and the Holy Spirit willingness to reveal to us that we can sing these beautiful songs that we sang tonight. And not only sing those songs, but understand we've got an eternal place that we're heading to. However, we need to understand that it is through his Son. Two more passages, and then we'll be singing. And 1 John chapter 5, and 1 John chapter 5 and verses 11 and 12, it tells us this. John speaks, and this is the testimony that God hath given us eternal life. Isn't that what we've been singing about tonight? Eternal life? Given us eternal life, and that this life is where? In his Son. He who has the Son has life. Notice, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. For us to sing about heaven, that place is tangible to us only if we have Christ. So again, if you're not a child of God and you haven't been baptized for the remission of your sins, if you don't understand that, brethren will study with you so that you understand what the Bible says. Also, for those of us that are Christians, now's not the time to give up. To sing all those songs of heaven and then fall short. How sad that would be. One last passage, Hebrews 5:9, and having been perfected, he, Jesus, hath became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. We obey him through the teachings here. So I'm so grateful you came tonight. It's been so wonderful. As we sing these songs, mostly about heaven, realizing such was possible through Jesus. I'm reminded we're studying on Philippians. We're in Philippians 4. And it talks about think on these things. You know what, people? Think on the things we sang about tonight. And it'll get us through whatever comes our way. Let's serve him as we stand and as we sing.
With God.
I want to thank everyone's attendance. Thank you for driving from your homes and traveling out this night. But what a great opportunity we had to come together as like-minded Christians. I want to thank those that were song leaders, not just here, but also of other congregations that helped us make that, and those, Brent Forsyth and Paul Blake, that led us in those prayers. Before we are dismissed to travel back to our homes, we'll be led in closing prayer by David Williams.
Pray with me, please. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your family that can come together and be submerged in praise to you, realizing that you are who you are and you've made everything possible, the world, the plan of salvation, our way to back to you, and the joy that we can feel knowing that you're with us at all times. Singing like this makes us feel warm inside, but we need to feel warm inside all the time because you're always there. We need to seek you when we're in trouble or when we're tempted or when we're down and out because you're always there to give us a hand. You promised it and you cannot lie. Go with us as we leave. Guard us safely home. In Jesus' name pray. Amen.